Greetings from the Simon Schmidt podcast. This is your host, Simon Schmidt, cruising around the streets of Cape Town. So excuse the challenges that we might face with some noise on the streets. And I wanted to mix things up. I wanted to experience creating the podcast in a different way. So I thought, the perfect opportunity to record a podcast while I'm walking around this magnificent city I used to call home. So friends, I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And as I always say, you are ramping up your self-care. This is our time. This is our time to give ourselves the gift of increasing your self-care. Because we're not going to get this time again. We're not going to have these restrictions, hopefully, for not too much longer. So why not use this as an opportunity to really, really commit to increasing your self-care and giving yourself the gift of starting to show up as the best version of you. So I did a video this week on my social media platforms, and the video was about a t-shirt that I saw in 2014. And the t-shirt had Living the Dream, Plan A. And A was crossed out. And there was a big B. And the time that I saw this t-shirt in 2014, my life was in absolute freefall. I was struggling mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. My life was falling apart. My ego was stripped apart to nothing. I was living with shame. I was living with fear. I was living with guilt. And I was living with a trauma that I struggled to face for so many years in my life. But the t-shirt had such a profound impact on me. It gave me hope. It gave me something to lean back on. And I can't explain to you how powerful it was for me. I think the reason why it was so powerful is that when we're going through difficult times, we need something. We need something that shows up in the form of hope, which gives us faith that we are going to get through this challenging time in our lives. So living the dream plan A, we all have this dream life that we want, filled with material things. A love life that looks a certain way, a family that looks a certain way, a business that looks a certain way, friendships that we want, how we want to be perceived in the public, with our friends, with our family, with our colleagues, with our employees, with our employer, whatever that may be. But where does this living the dream plan A come from? And I'm just speaking from experience, from my own experience, that my living the dream plan A, a lot of it was built and designed from a boy to a man that was living inefficiently, that was driven by his own ego to create a life that ended my own personal suffering. My suffering from having to face my truths. My suffering from having to face my traumas. And that drove me into creating this Living the Dream Plan A. And in Living the Dream Plan A was a beautiful wife, healthy kids, beautiful home and an estate, lots of staff members, admiration, being an industry leader in what I was doing at that time, and respected. But the respect was, it came from a place of force, and it wasn't earned. I forced people to respect me. And I think we do that. We force people to love us a certain way based on this dream that we're trying to create for ourselves, this living the dream plan A. But my living the dream plan A was, a lot of it was built on material things, which helped soothe me and distracted me from my own real internal suffering. But looking back now, having done so much work on myself and working with coaching clients, I've got to understand, increase my knowledge on why we live inefficiently and how we live inefficiently. And a lot of that has come from our own subconscious restraints, which hold us back. They shackle us into living this life that we should really be living. And that for me, and this is personal to me, is the life that we should be living, a successful life, is enjoying the experience of who you are. The ups, the downs, that's what it is. It's all just an experience. But living the dream plan A was absolutely exhausting. And I always knew that plan A was going to pop. It was going to erupt. And God did it erupt. So in 2014, I lost everything. But I gained everything, looking back now. And I thought that life would never, ever, ever come right until I saw that t-shirt. And it got me thinking to where I am now and sharing this podcast with you guys, is that my life was actually always going to be living the dream plan B. And plan B is exactly how it should be. And because plan A didn't work out, life has made me an absolute success. It's given me these wonderful tools of understanding pain and suffering. And life is exactly how it should be for me. Because as I've said before, and a lot of you that know my work or are new to my work, it's all an experience. And the experience is, as I've said before, enjoying the fact and of who you are. Of who you are as this person that stands on planet Earth today. That's what you need to enjoy. Because the experience comes, it changes and works in waves, and it's, you know, happiness descends in us from time to time, and so do tough times. But what if this living the dream plan A is actually all based on an experience of relationships that you've had, events that you've had? And this living the dream plan A is actually causing you such suffering. Suffering that is making you anxious. It's putting pressure on you. And it's holding you back for the life that you really want to create for yourself. So what if you had to live the dream plan B? How different would your life look? Are you going to be doing the things that you love doing more of? Are you going to be doing those events that you've always feared you shouldn't do? Are you going to have those uncomfortable conversations? Because now you don't really care. You've let go of this mindset of this perfect life. Now you can really have these uncomfortable conversations with a loved one, with a family member, and ultimately with yourself. I just see so much suffering around me. I see people that are completely unconscious because they all want this dream life. The lovely car, the beautiful wife, the material things, which are, to be honest with you, all bullshit. I wish people would be more honest. I wish people would have more courage to live the life that they want to live. People that I work with, people that I see around me, are not putting themselves first, because in living the dream plan A, everyone else is first and they need all these things to make everyone happy. But what if you had to strip that down? Stripped it down completely and ask yourself the question, a real private, personal question. What is the life that you want to live? What is your why? What is your purpose? What career would you actually like to do? What business would you like to start? And that's living the dream, because you're living your authentic self. But we get scared, because a lot of the time this living the dream plan A is driven from what our parents want, what our friends think we should do, from this non-passenger advice that we get from people. You know, if I think back to 2014, to where I'm right now, I would never, ever, 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 ever have thought I'd be doing a podcast. I never thought that I'd be working with people all over the globe, coaching them for events, helping them find their better self, navigating them through very challenging times. I never, ever thought that. But my living the dream plan A was a night, and I always knew that it would pop. And we put ourselves under such pressure to be perfect and make the right decisions and live the right life that we think we should be living based on what's around us. My wish for people is to start showing up as their best self. My wish for people is to have more courage, that they will be fine and they can live a completely different life that is authentically true to themselves. But my gift and my commitment to these podcasts, to my videos on a daily basis, is to help people. That's why I do these podcasts. Not everyone can afford the luxury of a coach. And so if you're struggling with anything and you want to live the dream plan B and you don't know how to do it, I'd be honored to help you and navigate you through the challenging times that you're facing and make you realize that you can live this dream plan B. It's possible, and it's more enjoyable, and it's more fun, and you can enjoy the experience of who you are. And I'm just sharing my experiences and my successes and my joys and my mistakes. And I'm being brutally honest about it. My life in 2014, pre the nuclear bomb that arrived on my lap, I didn't like it. I lived with anxiety. I lived with fear that it was all going to disappear. That's quite a good quote. I lived with fear that it was all going to disappear. And it did. And I was blessed to now live this different life. And life has manifested in so many magic ways for me. People I've connected with, the people that I've worked with and I'm working with now. I'm so honored to be able to do that. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have experienced every single form of pain and suffering. And that's what makes me a real coach. Been through it all. And I will continue to master my craft. We need to drop our fear, friends. We need to drop fear. But in order to do that, we need to start showing up as the best version of ourselves. You know instinctively, I knew instinctively that plan A, the dream plan A, was going to explode. I always knew that it was going to take a completely different shape. Sit down. Write down what your living the dream plan B looks like. Because plan B is actually really plan A. It's all an experience. These experiences are teaching us and giving us these gifts to show up as the best version of ourselves. And we have a choice. We have a choice. And I would like to just share a story with you of an old client that I used to work with, that is now living the dream plan B. He was a very successful entrepreneur. He had a passion for motorsports and passion for riding motorbikes. But I could see there was this suffering that he really wanted to live a life that was different with the work that he did. And that was coaching people in the sport that he loved so much. But he had this pressure and he had this big business that he was involved in. And without giving you too much of the details, because it's very personal, he left that business. And now he is living the dream plan A, plan B, should I say, of coaching people in the sport that he loves and spending time around people in the industry that he loves. And it is so magnificent to see. The happiness that sparkles through this man's eyes is so wonderful to see, because now he's living the dream. Plan B. And that's what's important. He's living his best life because he dropped the fear of how he's going to make money. He dropped the fear of how he's going to build this new career. And he focused on his passion and his purpose and his skill. He's very, very good at what he does. And he's exceptionally good at the sport that he loves. And he has a passion for that. So what becomes available to you in your life when fear disappears is truly remarkable. But we struggle. We fucking struggle to have the courage to take that first step. We struggle to have that uncomfortable conversation. We make all sorts of excuses. I did a video this morning on my social media platforms about one day or day one. We come up with all sorts of excuses. I've got no time. I'll do it when I'm fitter. Let me get fit first. Let me do this first. Let me do that first. Commit to it. Commit to your dream life, plan B. Commit to it today. Stop fucking around. Commit to it. Back yourself. And people that I've worked with in a wide variety of areas, the ones that are most successful and the ones that achieve true freedom are the ones that commit. They're the ones that get the ultimate experience and joy of this new person that they become. They commit. You just don't have to get it right. Just get it going. Not one day, day one. Make that career move. Have that uncomfortable conversation. Have the fucking courage to do it. Because if you don't, I've got news for you. You'll continue to suffer. And what will ultimately happen is what happens is we become out of control with ourselves. We drink more, we do more drugs. We exercise too hard. We don't value our relationships, our friendships. And what happens then is the universe teaches you a lesson. But what happens in that is we start blaming. But the real gift is the universe is saying you need to change the direction of your life. I remember creating a business which I love so much, and I used to dread going to work. I used to dread having to greet customers because I was in a business doing a role which I hated. And all I wanted to do was be on the floor and interact with people, repeat my stupid jokes 15 times because they eventually become funny once you repeat them enough. But I was forced into this role and I became a monster. I treated people badly. It was all about money for me because I was now creating this dream life. The dream life was based on me living unconsciously. Back yourselves, my friends. Back yourselves. You got nothing to lose. And I see people struggling with decisions in their life. I see people hesitating to make that decision to, for example, if they have the luxury of having a passport, to move to another country and pursue a different career. Make mistakes. You can always come back. You can always go the other direction. Stop trying to live this perfect life. Because it's all bullshit. It's just an experience. and our past and our future doesn't exist. Think about what I just said. Our past and our future doesn't exist. Only now does. But what a wonderful experience. First podcast I've done walking. I hope the noise of the cars driving past hasn't been too distracting. To the new subscribers, welcome. To the old subscribers, the originals, thank you. Thank you to the people that have sent wonderful messages to me. And looking forward to creating many more inspiring, knowledgeable podcasts. For you amazing people that have supported me from day one. Have a wonderful weekend. Look after yourselves. Be safe. And start showing up as the best version of you. Start living the dream, Plan B. Lots of love. Cheers.